Good day, I'm Anjui. James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Friday, March 10. Coming up, Finance Minister announces $13.52 billion tax package. Government to spend $179.5 billion on wages and salaries. And Education Ministry reports improvements in the operations of over 100 schools. The news in detail after this message.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw has announced a $13.52 billion tax package geared at providing the necessary revenues to fill the national budget for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Among the measures are an increase in the special consumption tax on fuel, an increase in the special consumption tax on alcoholic beverages, a 16.5% general consumption tax GCT on group health insurance, reducing the threshold for the application of GCT on residential electricity use from 350 kilowatt hours to 150 kilowatt hours and a 20% increase in motor vehicle licensing fees. Mr. Shaw says the revenue measures are part of efforts to replace a $14.2 billion shortfall in revenue when the income tax threshold is raised to $1.5 million in April. He adds that the government has sought as much as possible to mitigate the impact of the new measures on the poor and vulnerable.
We expanded cash transfers via PATH to protect the poor and vulnerable. We committed $28.6 billion in spending on critical social programs to protect the poor, including on PATH, youth development, the school feeding program, poor relief, children homes, medical supplies for the public health system, subsidies to basic schools.
The finance minister was opening the 2017-2018 budget debate in Parliament on Thursday. Meanwhile, the government will be spending $179.5 billion on wages and salaries in the upcoming financial year, a 5.2% increase over 2016-17. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the compensation of employees has been estimated at $193.2 billion, accounting for 35.6% of the expenditure budget.
This covers the cost of wages and salaries, as well as provisions for statutory deductions and government's contribution to public sector health insurance schemes. Importantly, however, Mr. Speaker, is the reduction in the wage-to-GDP ratio, which is programmed at 9.5% of GDP, down from 9.7% in the outgoing fiscal year.
A provision of $34.5 billion has also been made in the recurrent budget to meet pension payments for public sector employees. This is an increase of $4.3 billion over the 2016-17 revised estimates. Five new high schools are to be built at locations across the island to ease overcrowding. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Will Reid says the areas identified are Old Harbour in St. Catherine, Christiana Manchester and in St. Anne and St. James.
We have about 85 primary schools. We have right now about 166 high schools. So now that we have extended opportunities for everybody to be in high school, we don't have enough high schools. Right? They're overpopulated. We need to build some more. And even if five is not adequate, but at least it will take pressure off.
Senator Reid says he's working to ensure the new high schools can be delivered over a five-year period. And the Ministry of Education is reporting marked improvements in the operations of 103 schools. This according to the 2016 National Education Inspectorate report. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says notable improvements were recorded in the areas of leadership and management, student performance, teaching methodologies, supporting students, and curriculum enhancement. 78 of the schools inspected were deemed to be performing satisfactorily in the area of leadership and management, while the remaining 25 rated as being below par.
This is significant, given the relatively short period between the last inspection cycle and the current one, and the fact that some of the interventions required time for implementation and for the desired improvements to take place.
In the area of teaching methodologies, Senator Reid says 34 schools received improved ratings, with 73 getting a satisfactory mark. Minister Reid attributes this to improvements in student support at the schools, as well as the institution's leadership and management. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.